Hi, my name is Addison Martin, and for my Reader's Choice Awards, I'm going to do The Lion's a Little Rock. The three characters are Red, Marley, and Liz. Marley is a 12-year-old. She is shy and quiet. Sometimes, or all the time, she thinks things just don't go her way. She thinks that middle school will be terrible. Well, of course, she met the new girl, Liz. You may think they have nothing in common. Liz always has the right thing to say, and Marley can barely stand and speak in class, but they still become fast friends. But soon, Liz got caught passing for white and leaves school without saying bye. It was already bad enough because a high schooler, Red, was picking on them. For example, they were in their meeting place even though they weren't supposed to. Red found them, and they found dynamite. Marley stole everyone except one after Red stole the whole box and was going to hurt them with it. They were at their friend's house one time, and he kept driving by. Then he threw the bomb, messed the house up, but then they kept fighting, even though something happened to them. But the police would not do anything about it. Well, the fighting bounced back, and it paid off. And then Red got karma, which means something happened back to him, even though the people didn't do it. I think you should vote for my book because it is very interesting. It was a historical fiction, and when I read it, I learned a lot more about segregation and how it hurt some people, or a lot. The author's point of view was first person, because it used the words I and me, and plus so many more words. And thank you for listening to my podcast about the Reader's Choice Awards.